This is Reset. I'm Lisa Labas in for Sasha Ann Simons. What would you do with $10 million? That's a question community groups across the south and west sides of Chicago have been dreaming about. And it's what's at stake with the Pritzker Traubert Foundation's Chicago Prize. $10 million to the group with the best neighborhood development pitch. And there are six finalists for the prize. Now, we've spent the past 5 weeks talking with them to learn more about their pitches. And today, we're joined by the sixth and last finalist for this prize. Thrive Exchange is a collaboration of groups working in South Shore to bring affordable housing and healthcare to the intersection of 79th Street and Exchange Avenue. To learn more about this $100 million initiative, we're joined by Leon Walker, managing partner at DL3 Realty, Ms. Jer Slaughter, who lives in South Shore and is the founder of the South Shore 7th Ward Community Council and Community Roundtable, and Anthony Simpkins, president of Neighborhood Housing Services, or NHS, of Chicago. Leon, before we get into the details of this project, we should mention that Thrive Exchange also is an Invest Southwest winner. So you've got that in your pocket. What impact would winning the Chicago Prize then have on this initiative?
Well, thank you for the question. We're so excited about Thrive Exchange because, yes, it did start with an Invest Southwest initiative, which is the city's sort of signature neighborhood investment program, which is doing more than the past several administrations in terms of putting out dollars into black and brown communities. And we started at 79th and Exchange with two housing developments that were mixed use and mixed income and a health center. But the Pritzker Prize helps us elevate that possibility to now have a four-corner strategy. We're picking up the long-troubled Star Plaza shopping center where 70 shots rang out back in March. Seven people went to the hospital and two ultimately passed away. So we know that we need to control the intersection and have investment at scale to reverse historic disinvestment in this community.
Okay, and you're talking about, like, what exactly do you want in the building then?
Yeah, so it's a repurposing. We've got 20,000 square feet in three buildings of retail ground floor space. And so we're able to bring in, entrepreneurs of color, artists in the live-work loft section of the new building. We really create a diverse neighborhood and corner. We want folks that are coming back to South Shore that can jump on the metro line and be downtown to a job in less than 20 minutes, that can enjoy the amenities of Lakeshore and the beach, you know, which is two blocks to the east, that can, grow up and live in a neighborhood that has quality access to health care, that has housing, which is dignified and has the amenities. We call this luxury affordable housing. We're going to have yoga studios and stretch rooms and business centers and rooftop decks. I mean, this is the kind of quality design excellence in housing that has not been seen in this neighborhood for 40 or 50 years.
And we're talking about like 100 new homes, yes?
Yes, and that's an important point as well. We heard loudly and clearly from the community that it's not just apartments, although apartments help bring in more density, more folks that can shop locally along the street. But we also need home ownership. We need those long-term stakeholders. And one of the things that we've, been so excited about in our anchor housing projects that we are executing at key transportation nodes across the South Side is that the anchor housing now becomes the platform and from which, apartment renters become homeowners.
Yeah.
And that's why NHS is such an important partner for us in this project, because they can help those rental families now become long-term homeowners. But we have to create a safe street. We have to create an active street. We've got to create a community where people want to choose to live there.
Right. Anthony, I'm going to get to you in just a minute, but I want to ask Ms. Jer first. Looking at this bigger picture, why South Shore? What are you looking for here?
Why not South Shore?
Right.
We haven't had a development in decades. There's been no new development in South Shore. And as Leon has already pointed out, we have so much to offer. We're in walking distance of the lake. We have Metra. We have CTA. It's a good place to raise your children. We've lost people because we've had nothing to offer. So with the Invest Southwest, we jumped aboard immediately as a community, mm-hmm. trying to come up with the things that we were interested in our rebirth. We want to be able to keep our money in South Shore instead of having to go to High Park or other places to shop. And this is an opportunity that we don't intend to squander. We have a wonderful alderman and community groups that come together. We have a wish list in the alderman's office yeah. of the kinds of developments that we are looking to have. And we strongly encourage anybody that wants to come and be a part of what's going to be an extraordinary community to check on that, to make sure that they do their due diligence and they're bringing things that won't cause a zoning problem, all those kinds of things. So we meet with all kinds of people. We have the police that meet with us regularly. We go to zoning committee meetings when people try to bring businesses that we will not have. It's the most exciting time for me. I tell Leon all the time. Now, I have my dream team with Greg Mitchell and him and his group of people that he's assembled. And we still meet. We're still trying to develop further down the corridor. So Leon is the catalyst.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a strong community presence in everything we do.
All right. Anthony, I want to bring you into this conversation. So why is it important, you know, Ms. Jared definitely laid out what she wants in her own neighborhood. Why is it important for South Shore to have something like Thrive Exchange?
Thanks. And NHS, as the city and actually Chicagoland area's premier nonprofit home ownership organization, we're very excited to be part of this project. Myself, my development director, and lots of people at NHS are, in fact, South Shore residents. I grew up in South Shore.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a sort of a personal, emotional stake in this project because it's building our community. And, you know, South Shore has a very proud history of a thriving, mixed-income Black community with amazing amenities. It's a community that has a really active resident population. I mean, these are really active residents that are really engaged in community. So we're excited to be part of that. Our focus is really building both family and community wealth through the power of homeownership. So we're excited to be part of this project as the workforce housing, rental housing is built. We will have a presence. We'll have an office on site to provide the kind of homeownership education, financial counseling, to make sure families are economically and financially stable, but also to begin to be able to transition them from renters into homeowners where they can begin to build family wealth. We also will be part of efforts to build for sale housing. One of the things that is important is to increase home ownership. And the unique thing about this project is not just that it will activate this very important corner here at 79th mm-hmm. and Exchange, which is really, really important, but it is a vehicle to promote and increase ownership in the community by the residents through expanding access to affordable home ownership opportunities, and also through what Leon mentioned earlier, this community development corporation, which will help the continued development of housing and commercial options in the neighborhood, and residents will have an ownership in that CDC as well. So we are returning back to the proud history in South Shore of Black ownership of property.
Okay. I want to go back to Ms. Chair. You are a proud member of the South Shore 7th Ward Community Council. And what made you want to be active and involved in your neighborhood in this way?
Well, I have to tell you, it's not new to me. I've always been an activist fighting for the things that we needed. And when I discovered that the mayor's initiative, we were one of the recipients, oh, my God, it just answered everything for us, and things fell in line, and mm-hmm. we knew that we could do this. And Leon, having been raised in South Shore, and his heart is good, I feel it. And so it has just been an easy transition to try to get it started and have a true understanding of people that are willing to be partners. Because that's the key there. It is a partnership
right.
between the community and the alderman and the development team. And they're accessible. And so we're very pleased to be a part of this organization.
And your alderman is Greg Mitchell?
Greg Mitchell, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Now, Ms. Chair, have you ever seen an investment this size in your neighborhood?
Well, I'm telling you, my husband and I have been there almost 50 years. We haven't seen a development, period.
Oh.
So not... I'm telling you, decades of no attention whatsoever to our community. And as I said to you before, we have so much good that can be gotten there. And we are just over the moon. I am just truly excited. And we're trying to find investors.
Sure.
We meet with people. I talk about it all of the time. It's on the top of my conversation whenever I'm in a mixed crowd and find somebody that might have some money to help us further our goals. And Leon has, we have visionaries that see bigger beyond what is there. And that's what we're getting with Leon.
Right. Anthony, I know you mentioned that with your role in NHS, the Neighborhood Housing Service, you're going to act as an educational tool to move people to home ownership. Is that where your role stops?
No. I mean, we are a fully committed partner in the larger project. So we have a role in the larger project itself. On an ongoing basis, again, we will be on site helping to transition people from rental to home ownership. And we will also, Neighborhood Housing Services is an integrated nonprofit entity. We do lending for people that want to buy, fix, or keep their homes. We do, obviously, our counseling and education. But we also do real estate development as well. So we will be a partner in the development of additional homeownership opportunities, acquisition of land, so that we can help to provide both new construction and rehab infill homeownership opportunities down the road. This is a long-term investment, and really kudos to Leon for the vision here. We work with a lot of developers, and, I'm really impressed with how responsive he is to residents and community. And so that's why we were happy to be part of this. And really, with the foreclosure crisis, one of the things that happened in the South Shore and South Chicago communities was probably one of the largest transfers of wealth and property ownership from Black people in probably the history of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so kudos to the mayor and her team for choosing this project, which is really going to be key to reversing that and building back Black and brown ownership and wealth in the community.
Right. Leon, now, was it Ms. Jarre who said you didn't grow up in South Shore, but you are personally invested? Tell me a little bit more about that.
So first, I just want to say it's very hard for a developer ever to get these kind of nice things to be said about it. And I think that's got to be some testimony to our approach, which is community focused.
Sure.
And so, yes, absolutely. Did grow up initially in South Shore, lived all across the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
My parents were school teachers in the public school system, and they started their first business building from the ground up at 71st and Stony Island in South Shore. And my dad has his name on that part of Stony Island. So this is, for me, an opportunity for a local kid to return home, a native son to return home.
I stand corrected on saying you weren't from South Shore.
So this is very personal, but it's also very professional. I mean, the approach that we're taking here is a model not only for the city, but possibly the country. It's a comprehensive development approach that is, 3P development at its highest level in terms of, having the private sector and private developer integrated with the nonprofit and the government to achieve a high impact project. We're talking $100 million investment which is investment at scale. In order to reverse historic disinvestment, we're talking 50-year-plus disinvestment, you know, money outflowing, people outflowing, jobs outflowing, mm-hmm. businesses outflowing, mm-hmm. home ownership dwindling, crime increasing. You have to, you know, make sizable investments to begin to turn that vicious cycle into a virtuous cycle where we can have success build on success.
Right.
So the vision that, you know, the city and Alderman Mitchell and the community leaders have is not just this intersection, but it extends from Lakeshore Drive to Stony Island. And that's just a part of the 79th Street corridor. You can go all the way over to where the Greater Auburn Gresham community has worked on their project at 79th Street just past Halsted. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is 79th Street is one of the longest retail corridors, if not the longest retail corridor in the entire city of Chicago. And this has also been a historic corridor where black business has flourished and thrived. And so this is an opportunity to say, let's plant a flag. You know, let's plant a seed that begins to grow and to inspire others to come and join this effort. So a lot of it is the gravitational pull. When you have investment at scale, you pull others in who want to say, I'll invest in my home. I'll buy right. that vacant lot, that side yard, or I will start to raise a family here. But we've got to put the supports in to make that
happen. And this is how you're incorporating community members into this planning process, too?
Well, listen, it's, you know, this has been quite an effort. It's been quite an education. You know, we're unique in terms of our development philosophy, which we call venture development. We have a TED Talk. We have a white paper out there we share widely. And we have the Chicago Emerging Minority Developer Initiative, which I'm leading with other partners, Graham Grady and Gwendolyn Hatton Butler, to lift up developers of color out of the black and Latino communities so that we can have entrepreneurs taking risk in their own neighborhoods to make a difference and not waiting on something to happen.
Okay.
And that's critical. So here, yes, we're partnering with our nonprofit partners. We have over 20 support letters from local organizations, you know, which was quite a feat given that we started with a healthcare and housing project. And I must mention here Chicago Family Health. Chicago Family Health, which has been in the neighborhood for over 40 years themselves, operating and providing critical healthcare services. But this is a medically underserved area. We have some of the highest incidence of infant mortality. We have low primary care doctors. So we have to do a lot of investment to bend the curve and increase the life expectancies. But my God, right. look what we have here. You know, we have historic community near the lake, a black and Latino community between South Chicago and South Shore, and right on the cusp of both of those communities. And this is a historic opportunity to not only work with Invest Southwest, but to build on it and supercharge it to become an investment that ripples throughout the community.
Okay. And Anthony, I want to hear a little bit more about the, you know, one of the big focus for most of the Chicago Prize finalists has been home ownership. And that's what your group deals with. What makes the units in this Thrive Exchange proposal actually affordable?
Well, this is the, I think, the importance of the Pritzker-Talbot Prize, because what it does is, as Leon said, it elevates, it supercharges, it gives us additional resources. The main project, the Invest Southwest project, is workforce rental housing. But there are plans with the support of the Pritzker-Talbot Prize, right, which is critical. I mean, it's $10 million, right?
Sure.
And which will allow the development of was it 32, I think, 30-plus condominium units?
That's right. So it becomes a gap filler on the north building. It allows us to bring the live-work loss, which are really a key component of entrepreneurship development, because most times, you know, entrepreneurs are trying to not only, you know, feed themselves, pay for their housing and cover their own costs, but also if you have to then go out and rent space and start a business, now you have a whole additional set of costs that you have to cover. Mm-hmm. Live, work, loss allow you to do all that in one space. It's big enough. It has a retail facing front, but it also has a private sector section just for your living arrangement. So the live, work, loss are critical. The acquisition of Star Plaza and the repositioning of that troubled asset is really key to this effort. And the Pritzker Prize allows us to make that acquisition. this creates all of these new sort of locally engaged, community-focused retail opportunities that will change the character of this street. So not only will we have more density in terms of people that are, you know, we have one-bedroom units, two-bedroom units, and even three-bedroom units, but the focus is on working families, okay, those that will be paying rent and be stakeholders in the community, but also looking for quality housing.
This episode of Reset was produced by Micah Yasin and edited by Ethan Schwab. This conversation was the last of the six Chicago Prize finalists, but don't miss out on the other groups still in the running for the $10 million grant.
The purpose of this initiative is to repurpose nearly 1 million square feet of vacant and abandoned places on Chicago's far south side, particularly along South Halsted Street.
The Cultivate Collective is this six-acre community hub on Chicago's southwest side that really integrates education, wellness, sustainability, and economic vitality to drive generational impact.
A lot of times when people say stakeholders, we leave out residents. We think about institutions, we think about businesses, we think about all of the big buildings, but the really fabric of community is the people who live there and who have been living there.
You can hear more from the remaining finalists before the prize is awarded in December by scrolling back through the Reset podcast feed, or you can go to wbez.org/reset. That's it for Reset. I'm Lisa Labas. Reset will meet you back here tomorrow.